Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
The lady transferred me over to you because she said it was a fraud that I had caught myself trying to pay a $2 shipping for a mixer, and that they say I had won a mixer of KitchenAid, and I needed to pay, but then when I got ready to pay at the end of it, that's when it came in and said I was ordering a meal plan for $59 and something, and she was supposed to be canceling that order.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see.
Because that wasn't what I was planning. That wasn't what I was trying to get. But in the end, when I got ready to pay and everything, that particular ad popped up. And then it wanted to say that I paid the $59. Well, it didn't say how much it was. And then when I did do my card and I put complete on there, that's when it showed up that I had paid that $59 for a meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. With our meal plan, so help improve your energy by cutting out your carb and sugar cravings, we can take $20 off for you.
No, ma'am. I don't want that at all.
Okay, ma'am. I have issued the full refund of the $59.89 for you, and that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready for the number, ma'am.
It's C as in Charlie, 920550868.
Okay, that's C and Charlie, 920550868.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and that's my reference number.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And that should be on my card, you say, 4 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5, okay. All righty, I'll watch my card then. And I'm sorry, and I thank you for taking that off.
Yes, ma'am, that's not a problem.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
All right, bye-bye.